Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little kick in the bottom. That's right, a little push in the posterior, or as I like to say, a kick in the arse. Well, we always start with a few fun facts. And here I am, by the way, sitting in a hammock, overlooking a turquoise blue ocean and a bird sanctuary right in front of me. It's absolutely stunning. A few white puffy clouds sailing by. So I'm kind of thinking a bit, little bit about the ocean right now. So a couple of me fun facts. Here's one. The largest mountain range in the world is absolutely underwater. That's right. It exists at the bottom of the sea, over 35,000 miles long. 35,000 miles long, going through three different oceans and as high as the Alps of Europe. Unbelievable. And let's talk about the ocean again. Do you realise a blue whale's tongue weighs the same as an elephant? Imagine that. The weight of an elephant. That's crazy, crazy stuff. And your eyeball only weighs one little ounce. I don't know why I threw that one. I just thought of it as I'm talking right here. And lastly, do you realise it takes over double the amount of muscles to frown as it does to smile? So hopefully you can have a little smile on your face. You can have a challenge. See how long you can smile for, because ultimately you're going to use less muscles and be less wrinkly as you get old. Anyway, so here I am. As I said, I'm sitting in this beautiful spot. I'm in a hammock on the roof of my casita, overlooking this unbelievably gorgeous vista. It's so stunning. The bird sanctuary is in front of me. I can see thousands and thousands of birds just flying around the sanctuary. It's so peaceful. Most of the students have gone home now at the end of the end of 2 weeks, and a few more are staying. A couple are going to go diving tomorrow, and I'm sitting here full of gratitude, just really unbelievably grateful for the life that I'm able to lead, and just really as I sort of reflect in these moments, I think about people out there who are not really living the life they want. And maybe in some areas you have everything you want, but the idea of what's possible is that everything is possible. Everything is possible. And it truly comes down to mindset in the beginning. So how do you get everything you want? How do you lead a life that is extraordinary? And there's that wonderful word, right? What's the difference between extra, ordinary and extraordinary? There's that extra, that little bit of extra at the beginning, right? And so I do believe that, it's not about luck. It's truly about, vision and managing those thoughts and really going for those big dreams and sort of making them happen. And so as I'm sort of sitting here right now, I'm actually thinking about you sitting at home and maybe in a busy life. I've been unplugged here now for 2 weeks from the internet, from phones, from everything. Apart from the show, I've really been unplugged, and I've watched my students as they've unplugged to really, really find a deeper sense of their being and their purpose and those quiet conversations with self. And obviously during this 2 weeks, I did two programs, and One of the real main factors was sort of expanding personal range. And I really think that's a wonderful sort of theme for the show, is that, your personal range is something that, unless you are conscious of it, what is it you want to do, or what is it you can be doing in the next 7 days, 14, 21 days, 28 days? What is it you could be doing that will allow you to expand that range? And for some of you, it's really, I say unplugging, and getting into that quiet self, you know, maybe yoga or meditation. And we've done some of that here on the island. And I mean, we had a beautiful morning where no one spoke for 3 hours. The whole island was silent. The staff was silent. And we were just sort of, I asked my students to just really take it in, to really look at the space between the leaves, to really, you know, get in touch with a deeper sense of our being. And sometimes with all the noise and the rush and the electronics and that constant kind of buzz around us, it's hard. It's hard to sort of tap into that higher sense of self, you know, that who we are born to be as opposed to who we've learned to be. So that's one sense. And the other thing that, you know, again, as we broaden the range, that sort of the funny side, the comedic side, you know, how many of you out there are really tapping into and building that fun muscle where, you know, whether it's telling jokes or funny stories or, you know, just doing more fun things. And that's something we saw here. As soon as we allowed people and gave them permission to do some funny, crazy, silly stuff, they just fell into it like little kids. And that little child awoke within us, within each of them. And I'd urge you that maybe some of you listening right now are quite serious and don't have a lot of time for fun. What would happen if over the next, you know, 7, 14, 21 days, that you start adding more fun in and building your fun muscle, more crazy, silly, just spontaneous things? That's another area. And then, of course, relationships, this wonderful art of connection where we can, you know, just get into richer and deeper, more meaningful, more powerful, more positive connections with people when we really are fascinated by who they are, when we really take the time to ask great questions. And I was going to share with you, and I may have shared this on another show. I don't remember every show I've done, but I may have shared this with another show, that one question I love to ask people, and it's such a, if you're in sales, if you're in network marketing, it doesn't matter where you're at. This is a wonderful one to ask people. But, you know, if I gave you a magic wand and money and time were of no option, what would you be doing with your life right now? Let me say that again. If I gave you a magic wand and money and time were of no option, what would you be doing with your life right now? And what's when you answer that question, or when you ask that question to people and you're really fascinated by the answer, I can't tell you how rich and deep the conversation gets. So building this sort of kick-ass life where you have extraordinary relationships, I really do believe comes down to this, you know, the range of being able to be fascinated by people, asking magnificent questions, and really being present for the answers where you can delve into someone's imagination, their fantasy, their untouched dreams, just by asking rich questions. And when you do, you kind of link, you have a connection which is quite rare. Because, you know, quite often, I mean, I find this with people who know each other quite well. When you really listen to the conversations, they're quite superficial or can center around certain things. So what about that this week? What about as you start looking at your own personal range and you start asking questions of how do you get into those quiet, beautiful, soft, sensitive, intimate parts of your life? And that includes with your lover, with your spouse, with your significant other, right? And also those adventurous, boisterous, noisy, loud, funny. So if you look at the other end of the spectrum and everything in between, you know, whether it's learning or, you know, the fascination of life, whether it's dreaming. And I know for me, one of the things I love to do is just sort of start looking at what is it that makes my heart sing, right? And so, you know, as I'm reflecting up here on my hammock, overlooking on this little island, this little paradise island. If you haven't seen the website, we actually have a, you can go on to Facebook and have a look at some of the photographs of the last 2 weeks. We have a Facebook page. I think it's called Good to Great Belize 2012. Good to Great Belize 2012. And you can have a look at some of the students and what we were doing here and just look at the beauty and the energy and both of the natural beauty around and of them as they start to live into and tap into more of that expansive range that people, you know, it's their birthright, but quite often we get stuck, you know, stuck in a little rut somewhere. So, you know, my big thing here is gratitude. The other thing is that what are you grateful for? I know that we talk about gratitude a lot on the show, but I tell you, you know, when we start being grateful for the things we have, I do believe that more beauty and more of everything comes toward us when we really live in this constant state of gratitude. And that's what a lot of people felt when I was reading their comment sheets. They really felt that their you know, being subjected to the simplicity of this island. And, you know, it's rustic in some ways, but it's also, it's kind of a five-star experience as far as the staff. But, you know, it's still rustic. And so it allowed a lot of people to start realizing how lucky they were. But as they did that, and they, as they unplugged, they started to connect with nature and the ocean and the sand between their toes. And you start to see people really start to show up fully in their bodies. And so my challenge for you this week, ladies and gentlemen, my challenge for you this week is to think of yourself as a beautiful orchestra. And at what kind of range? Do you need to get into the softer tones or the more loud and noisy tones or the funny, silly tones of your life? You know, and, you know, and really start, you know, creating that beautiful life of your dreams by working on one muscle at a time, right? And remember, it takes a lot less muscles to frown than it does to laugh. So be laughing a whole lot more. Only 12 muscles. Only 12 muscles are used for laughter. So go out there and have a kick-ass laughing week. And I'm going to sit here and swing in me hammock, and I may even go and get a little cold beer just to help me this afternoon, because we're about to go out on a boat and go snorkeling. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you. I'll be home soon. All right. I love you.
That was kick-ass.